From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Judges. Shamgar, the third judge of Israel, had died. Repeating a pattern that pervades the book of Judges, the people had fallen away from God as soon as Shamgar's influence was gone. Consequently, God gave them into bondage to Jabin, the king of Canaan. In their misery, they cried to the Lord for deliverance, and in his mercy, God raised up Deborah to lead the army of Israel against Sisera, Jabin's captain. Deborah's name in Hebrew means bee, and like her namesake, Deborah was busy. She filled the roles of wife, mother, and judge. But first and foremost, she lived close to God. Here is the indispensable element in the life of every believer in Jesus Christ, time alone with God in his word and in prayer. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled, A Threefold Cord That Satan Couldn't Break. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought as found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is called A Covenant He Remembers. The text is Psalm 111, verse 5. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Those who fear God need not fear want. Through all these long years, the Lord has always found meat for his own children, whether they have been in the wilderness, or by the brook Kerith, or in captivity, or in the midst of famine. Hitherto the Lord has given us day by day our daily bread, and we doubt not that he will continue to feed us till we want no more. As to the higher and greater blessings of the covenant of grace, he will never cease to supply them as our case demands. He is mindful that he made the covenant and never acts as if he regretted it. He is mindful of it when we provoke him to destroy us. He is mindful to love us, keep us, and comfort us, even as he engaged to do. He is mindful of every jot and tittle of his engagements, never suffering one of his words to fall to the ground. We are sadly unmindful of our God, but he is graciously mindful of us. He cannot forget his Son, who is the surety of the covenant, nor his Holy Spirit, who actively carries out the covenant, nor his own honor, which is bound up with the covenant. Hence the foundation of God standeth sure, and no believer shall lose his divine inheritance, which is his by a covenant of salt.
Glory remains on high, established by his mighty hand to form the earth and sky.
Oh,
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
Has a place for every believer. And the fact that you're a woman, a housewife, a mother, does not say at all that there is anything less than a mighty usefulness for God available to you. As I say, two of the answers to the prayer that God heard from the children of Israel were women. He raised up Deborah. Through Deborah, he raised up Barak, and then he raised up Jael, the wife of Heber. And the three of them wrought a mighty work for God under the leadership of Deborah that blessed the land of Israel. I want to think of these three characters as a threefold cord that Satan couldn't break. I want to look at each strand in the cord individually. Now let's come to Deborah. Deborah stood, and the Lord gave her a song. Chapter 4 is her stand. Chapter 5 is Deborah's song. Then sang Deborah and Barak. He sang it, but she composed it because she goes on speaking in the first person, singular, I, and it's the mother in Israel. So Deborah stood, And the Lord gave her a song. When I consider this woman, she had great spiritual qualities. She was a woman of tremendous compassion and a woman of undaunted courage. I think perhaps the easiest way to sum up Deborah is to say that she's one of the very few people in Scripture or out of Scripture who have ever lived up to their name. The name Deborah signifies a bee. Good name. We have a Melissa down there. Well, that signifies the same thing, believe it or not. So, Deborah, or Melissa, the bee. And like the bee, Deborah went first and foremost to the honey source of God's Word. She was a woman of God's Word. We read that she judged Israel and she was a prophetess. She was a woman in contact with God. She was a woman receiving the revelation of God. She was a woman who was drawing the sweetness from the Word of God and then dispensing it, as we'll see in a moment, to those around about her. The psalmist in the 19th Psalm spoke in that great eulogy of the law of God and said that it is sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. That was Deborah's experience. She was a woman who was ever in fellowship with her God. She was a woman whose ear was ever open to the word of her God. And as she judged Israel, her judgment was eminently biblical, scriptural, and therefore spiritual judgment. I don't think that we as God's people, male and female, spend the time in the Word of God that we ought to spend. The reason why we have such spiritual poverty today is that we know little or nothing of the Word of God. Now beware of something. Learning a list of chapter contents is not getting to know the Word of God. Learning from a textbook some facts about the Bible is not getting to know the Word of God. There is no easy way for you to get to know the Bible. You can learn the chapter contents from the lists that may be given in books. You may learn an outline that a preacher may give you. But the only way for you to get into the honey of the Word of God is to take time alone with God, to cry to Him, to open up the book to you, to give you a heart for the book of God. Oh, how little we love God's Word. The psalmist could honestly say, "How I love thy law." Most of us would be nearly liars if we were to say that. How I love thy law. I wonder what we know of esteeming the Word of God more than our necessary food. Isn't it the very opposite with us? Isn't this the scourge of modern Christianity? We are so busy that we don't have time for the book, and we don't have time for the Christ of the book. We get our schedule for the day, we start going through it, and we find that everything else runs over time. We have time for friends, we have time for business colleagues, we have time for appointments, we have time for pleasure, we have time for food, we have time for everything, but we don't have time for God's Word. Then we tell God, "Well, we can't see much done today because, you know, this is the end time apostasy. Evil men are waxing worse and worse. We have all these things against us. We can't expect much in these days." Man, don't make your sin to redound to the dishonor of God by such excuses. I tell you tonight, Deborah still stands a giant over the pipsqueak men, not only of her day, but of our day. A prophetess with a word that she got from God. You judge the preachers of the 20th century by that standard. They come forth with silly little words that they have got from the Lord only knows where. But they do not come forth as prophets who have got a word from God. Like the bee, her name suggests, she was a woman of the word. She judged Israel. If all our counselors spent the time in the word of God and using the word of God that they spend in the foolish notions of men, their judgment would be a lot more helpful. The woman of the word. Like the bee, she didn't merely extract the sweetness for herself, but she shared it with those in need. She judged Israel. The picture that many commentators get here, and I think they're accurate in it, is that Deborah lived outside of the immediate area of the greatest oppression. She was not in a geographical area that was suffering the most from the oppressors at that time. And people would come to her. They heard of this woman who was in touch with God. And they applied to her for instruction, for help, for guidance, for a word from heaven on the perplexities of earth. They weren't disappointed. She counseled. She obviously inspired confidence. She was a woman of compassion. It would be easy for a Deborah to say, well, I'm not in the area of major conflict. Therefore, I'll keep myself aloof. That's how so many of God's people are. We keep ourselves aloof from the real problems of other people. And the real problems of Christ's church. Like the bee she was, she got the sweetness from God to give it out. What kind of a bee would it be who went to the flowers and sought to store all that he could extract in his own body? Or should I say her own body, since it's only in, the men, even in the bee kingdom, aren't doing their best in that area. So, what kind of a bee would it be? And yet, are we not practicing that very folly among Christians? Is that not a major problem, even among ourselves? You come under the sound of the Word of God. You ask the Lord to bless you. You ask the Lord to reveal Himself to you. You ask the Lord to give you the honey of the Word. And then you seek to store it up in yourself. I tell you, it is never the will of God that He give you blessing and light and more blessing and more light and more blessing and more light for it all to stop with you. That's never the will of God. God's Word is very clear that we are merely stewards of the grace of God. We are merely channels of the blessing of God. We receive in order to give out. We are not to receive in order to store. If I could change the metaphor, we're to be a river that is always flowing, emptying itself continually. We are not to be like a dead sea that is having an input, but there's no outlet. There's nothing will deaden a church more than to have doctrinal input, theological input, to be rejoicing in the truth of the gospel, the liberty of the gospel, the glory of Christ. And yet not seeking to spread it. A church that ceases to be outgoing ceases to be anything. A church that ceases to be evangelistic ceases to be anything.
A church that wants to take from God but not give out for God will lose out with God. Deborah has much to teach us in this. She obtained much from the Word, but she was careful to give it out. And of course, like the bee, most of all you can say about Deborah that she was busy. Think of what the Scripture reveals about this woman. She was a prophetess. And that's Deborah's duty toward the Lord. A prophetess. There's a private capacity there and a public capacity. Then we read she was the wife of Lapidoth. And that was her duty to her husband. In chapter 5, she speaks of herself as a mother. Verse 7. And that was her duty to her family. And then, of course, we have read that she judged Israel, and that was her duty to the nation. Now, that's quite a parcel of work. Some of you ladies find it hard enough to look after a husband. And if you have children, husband and children, are a handful and a half. But to be a prophetess, and a wife, and a mother, and a judge. I don't think Deborah had to worry too much with whether she would sleep when she went to bed at night. I don't think she had to worry too much about whether she'd have enough to occupy the long, lonely hours of the day. Deborah was as busy as the bee after which she was named. Now, these things all have their part in the life of a Christian. You have your duty Godward. And that is all encompassing. Everything else is in the light of that. It's not that that's your number one priority and everything else then in order after that. No, that's wrong. Your duty Godward is all encompassing. What you are before God is going to spill over into what you are everywhere else. But you have your duty Godward. There is a place in your life for the reading of God's Word. There is a place in your life for the private study of Scripture. There is a place in your life for taking time to pray. There is that place alone with God. The public prayer meeting can't substitute for it. The place of service can't substitute for it. There is that place alone with God where the light from heaven dawns upon your soul, where God opens up this finished revelation and illuminates your heart from Holy Scripture, where the Spirit of God begins to communicate to you with freshness. And that's the operative word. To communicate to you with freshness the glories of Jesus Christ and His Gospel. That's the first most important consideration for a Christian. Fresh in the things of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.